But right now we're going to switch over to Moscow, and we're going to listen up to Mr. Sergey Lavrov, who is actually giving a press conference right now. Let's listen up.
Conference. That is also the call of the leaders made at the G8 summit in June this year. I believe that you would ask questions regarding the Geneva II conference. That's why now I'm not going to go into details. Yesterday, the countdown for the Geneva Action Plan began around the settlement of the Iranian nuclear program based on the stepwise approach proposed by Russia. Together with partners from P5+1 in Iran, we will continue searching for the final mutually acceptable solution that would provide for the inalienable right of Iran for peaceful nuclear energy under the control of IAEA and security of all the countries of the region, including Israel. We understand that the progress in all the mentioned above areas of foreign policy are not guaranteed. Up ahead are dangerous crossroads, so we will have to make a choice between partnership and cooperation, long-term strategic goals, and up-to-the-minute opportunistic considerations. As regards Russia, we will continue to implement mutually acceptable approaches, providing for equal and indivisible security of all the states. That is our key priority with regards to the situation into the Euro-Atlantic region. The OSCE and Russia-NATO decisions cannot remain on paper. They should be implemented. Decisions that provide for the creation of the space of peace, security, and stability in the Euro-Atlantic region based on mutual trust, transparency, predictability, and indivisibility of security. When no state can ensure its security at the expense of the security of others. The symbolic events which will be marked this year, including the 100th anniversary of the beginning of the First World War and 75th anniversary of the beginning of the Second World War, remind us of the catastrophic consequences of the belief in one's own exceptionalism and zero-sum geopolitical gains. Russia was consistently striving to strengthen strategic partnership with the European Union. We believe that in the longer term, it is in our common interests to create the single economic and humanitarian space from Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean. This initiative was put forth by President of the Russian Federation, Vladimir Putin. The considerations about systemic problems in the partnership between Russia and the European Union are unsubstantiated. Of course, we are going to be guided by the principles of equality and mutual respect. We believe that these principles should be implemented in relations between all the states, including the countries participating in the Eastern Partnership. Respect of the right to independently define what's future is of fundamental importance in the modern world, and no one should be imposed on the remedies from the outside. It isn't in line with the realities of the 21st century that dividing lines are watered down and not associated, and integrational processes are implemented rather than isolation. That is why we're developing an integration project according to which the Eurasian Economic Union will be created in 2015. Our integration structures, as we have mentioned on many occasions, are open for many partners, including the participants of the free trade area of the Commonwealth of Independent States. So we would like to wish success to Ukraine during its presidency in the CIS this year, and we support the program formulated by the Ukrainian leadership during its presidency in the Commonwealth. Russia's turn, starting from September last year, is presiding over the CSTO, and in line with our program, we are striving to improve efficiency of this organization, including in the field of responding to common threats and challenges, including those coming from the territory of Afghanistan, and taking into account the so-called factor of 2014. Productive results of the joint work between Russia and the United States in a number of areas of global policy attests to the great potential bilateral cooperation. Unfortunately, the cooperation will not expand with the help of irritators, including the missile defense systems and attempts to exercise extraterritorial influence of American legislation on Russian companies. We are ready to pursue interaction at that level of intensity that is will be suitable for Washington based on non-interference and mutual respect and equality. Dynamic development in all the areas was pursued in the course of Russian-Chinese relations based on comprehensive strategic partnership. The cooperation between Russia and Beijing on key pressing issues of the global world, including within the framework of the UN, BRICS, and SCO, became an important factor ensuring the balanced nature of global relations. An indispensable aspect of the foreign policy of Russia is the efforts to get integrated into the Asia-Pacific region, tapping its potential to develop Siberia and Far East, which is our national priority for the 21st century as a whole, ensuring peaceful development, stability, and security is the purpose of the Russian initiative adopted by the East Cyprus and supported by China and devoted to the development of framework principles for new regional architecture. We developed our strategic partnership with India, Vietnam. New momentum was given to the relations with the ASEAN countries, multifaceted cooperation with Japan, the Republic of Korea, and many other states of the region, including within various multilateral mechanisms in the Asia-Pacific region. Mutual beneficial relations continued with the states of Latin America, Africa, and their integration associations and regional structures. Our priorities include the protection of the rights of Russian citizens and compatriots living abroad, promoting the interests of Russian business community, expanding international humanitarian
policy. Okay, well, that has been part of Sergey Lavrov's press conference in Moscow. And he stressed the importance of mutual trust and transparency in relations with Russia's partners. And one point that he made was that this year, actually commemorating the situation from the World War I and World War II, that is symbolic of the catastrophic consequences of this perspective of exceptionalism, perhaps obviously pointing this out because of some rough relations, a little bit rough relations right now between Moscow and Washington. So anyway, basically talked about that for 2014, Russia is looking at cooperation, but with various entities, but not at the price of harming its own national security. Well, that has been a brief summary of Sergey Lavrov's press conference in Moscow.